or simple one, or innocent one? Have you not heard what he says? I asked. وَمَا قَالْ فَأَخْبَرَتْنِي بِكَوْلِ أَهْلِ الْإِفْكِ فَزَّدْتُ مَرَضًا عَلَى مَرَضِي. She informed me about the false accusation and those who brought false accusations and allegations against me. When I heard these allegations and this propaganda, I became sick. And I immediately returned without answering the call of nature. I was so upset that at the time I felt like throwing myself in some well. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to me and asked, how is that woman? I asked for permission to go to my parents' house, as I wanted to confirm this news from my mother and father. فجئت أبوي فقلت لأمي يا أمتا ما يتحدث الناس. I went to my mother and asked, oh mother, what are people saying? Now, oh mother, to console Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and to lighten the burden, her mother said to her, ya bunayya, how many alayk? فَوَاللَّهِ لَقَلَّمَا كَانَتْ امْرَأَةٌ قَطُّ وَضِيعَةٌ عِنْدَ رَجُلٍ يُحِبُّهَا وَلَهَا ضَرَائِرٌ إِلَّا أَكْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا. Her mother said, oh Aisha, do not worry. Take it easy. As when a beautiful, charming young lady is loved daily by a husband, women generally, due to jealousy, try to take faults out of her. I said, subhanallah. أَوَلَقَدْ تَحَدَّثَ النَّاسُ بِحَذَا. Oh mother, are the people really talking about this? Are the people really making allegations against me? Are the people really slandering me? In the narration of Hisham, it is mentioned that our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked her mother, does my father know about this? Yes, I was told. And in the narration of Ibn Ishaq, it is related that our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said to her mother, oh mother, Allah forgive you, people are wrongly accusing me, yet you did not make a mention of it once to me. Not even once did you tell me that this is what the people are saying. Saying this, tears began to flow for our mother's eyes, and our mother began to scream. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was reading the Quran upstairs. Hearing the screams of his daughter, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu quickly came down and asked what's happened. His wife informed him that Aisha has come to know of the false accusations. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has come to know of the slandering. Tears began to flow from Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha's eyes. And our mother say that I became so sick that my mother covered me with all the blankets of the house. فَبَكَيْتُ تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَةَ حَتَّى أَصْبَحْتُ لَا يَرْقَعُ لِي دَمْعٌ وَلَا أَكْتَحِلُ بِنَوْمٍ حَتَّى أَصْبَحْتُ أَبْكِي. All night I spent crying. Not for one second did my tears stop, and not for one second did I sleep. And this is how I spent my morning, crying. Meanwhile, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not receive a revelation which could clarify the matter. How difficult this time was for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And look how much taklif and pain our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam received from the munafiqeen, from the hypocrites. Over a month, they have been accusing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's wife, our mother, of an evil. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam remains patient for over a month, and not once does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam say anything to any one of them. Just waiting for the revelation. Now, as the revelation was delayed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam called Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd and Hazrat Ali ibn Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma in order to seek their advice in regards to the separation of our mother Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. فأما أسامة فأشار على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالذي يعلم من براءة أهله وبالذي يعلم لهم في نفسه من الود. Hazrat Usama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Usama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam of what he knew about the innocence of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha and of his affection he kept for her. He said, Ya Rasulullah, ahlak wa ma na'lamu illa khayra. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she is your wife, and we know nothing about your wife except good. Asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, looking from a different angle, looking at how sad Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, and how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had been affected, and how much pain and taklif this allegation brought to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to lighten the burden and to console Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, Ya Rasulullah, لم يضيك الله عليك والنساء سواها كثير وإن تسأل الجارية تصدق. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah does not impose restriction on you. There are plenty of women other than her. That is if you are looking for a quick solution. If not, then ask the slave girl. She will tell you the truth. Hazrat Barira radiallahu ta'ala anha, the slave girl was called. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to her, O Barira, هل رأيتي من شيء يريبك? O Barira, have you ever seen anything in Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha which caused doubt about her? Hazrat Barira radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, والذي بعث بالحق إن رأيت عليها أمرا أغمسه عليها أكثر من أنها جارية حديثة السن تنام عن عجين أهلها فتأتي الداجن فتأكله. I swear by him who has sent you with the truth, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have never seen anything objectionable in her. She is so innocent, so simple, that while kneading the flour she falls asleep, and the lamb comes and eats it. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the masjid, mounted the minbar, and sought vindication against the leader of the hypocrites, Abdullah ibn Ubay. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Muslims, Ya ma'ashara al-Muslimin, من يأذرني من رجل قد بلغني أذى في أهل بيتي فوالله ما علمت على أهل إلا خيرا ولك الذكر رجلا ما علمت عليه إلا خيرا وما كان يدخل على أهل إلا معي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Muslims, who will help me against the man who has hurt me by slandering my family? By Allah, I know nothing except good about my family, and people have blamed a man of whom I know nothing except good, and he never used to visit my family except with me. When Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, immediately Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu stands and says, Ya Rasulullah, أنا أعذرك إن كان من الأوس ضربت عنقه وإن كان من إخواننا من الخزرج أمرتنا ففعلنا أمرك. يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, I Sa'd will defend your honor. If he belongs to our tribe Aus, then I will strike his neck. And if he belongs to our brother's tribe, the Khazraj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam orders and we will fulfill your command. Our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, thereafter Sa'd ibn Ubadah, the chief of Khazraj, stood. Our mother says he was a very good, pious man. But on that occasion, he was incited by his zeal for his tribe. Now Sa'd ibn Ubadah, knowing that the ones who brought these false accusations were from his tribe, the Khazraj, and thinking that the only reason Sa'd ibn Mu'adh said that he will kill him, because Sa'd ibn Mu'adh also knew they were not from his tribe, but from the tribe of Khazraj, Sa'd ibn Ubadah stood up and said, كَذَبْتَ لَأَمْرُ اللَّهِ لَا تَقْتُلْهُ وَلَا تَقْدِرُ وَلَا كَتْلِهُ. O Sa'd ibn Ubadah, you have told a lie. You have spoken a lie. You shall not kill him, and you will never be able to kill him. Immediately, Usayd ibn Huzair, the cousin of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, stood and said to Sa'd ibn Ubadah, O Sa'd ibn Ubadah, كَذَبْتَ لَأَمْرُ اللَّهِ لَنَقْتُلَنَّهُ فَإِنَّكَ مُنَافِقٌ تَجَادِلُ عَنِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. O Sa'd ibn Ubadah, you are the one who is a liar. By Allah the Eternal, we will surely kill him. And you are a hypocrite defending the hypocrites. Both of the tribes fled, the Aus and Khazraj, and were on the point of fighting with one another, while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still standing on the minbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued quieting the both tribes till they became silent, and they were silent all around. Our mother said, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, فَمَكَثُ يَوْمِ ذَلِكَ لَا يَرْقَوْ لِي دَمْءٌ وَلَا أَتَّحْلُ بِنَوْمٍ فَأَصْبَحَ أَبَوَيَّ عِنْدِي وَقَدْ بَكَيْتُ لَيْلَتَيْنِ وَيَوْمًا لا أكتحل بنوم ولا أرقى لي دم يظنان أن البكاء فالك كبدي. أو ماذا هذا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنه says, I spent the whole day, whole night crying and did not sleep for one second. My parents thought that this constant weeping of mine will break my heart. I wept and my parents sat beside me. Meanwhile, a woman from the Ansar came to visit me. I permitted her to see me. This woman sat beside me and also began to weep. Our mother says, فَبَيْنَ نَحْنُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ دَخَلَ عَلَيْنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فسلم ثم جلس قالت ولم يدرس عندي منذ قيل ما قيل قبلها وقد لبث شهرا لا يوحى إليه في شأننا. While this was our situation, I was crying, this Ansari woman was sitting beside me crying, and my parents were sitting next to me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat down beside me. This was the first time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and sat beside me since the day what was said was said. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited tashahud. And then said, O Aisha, فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ بَلَغَنِي أَنْكِ كَذَا وَكَذَا فَإِنْ كُنْتِ بَرِيئَةً فَسَيُبَرِئُكِ اللَّهُ. O Aisha, I have been informed such a thing about you. And Aisha, if you are innocent, then Allah will reveal your innocence. وَإِن كُنْتِ أَلْمَمْتِ بِذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ وَتُوبِ إِلَيْهِ فَإِنَّ الْعَبْدِ إِذَا اَعْتَرَفَ بِذَنْبٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. And if you have committed a sin, then ask Allah for forgiveness. Make tawbah, repent, and ask Allah to forgive you. For when a slave confesses his sin, repents and turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. Our mother said, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished his speech, my tears ceased completely. Not even a single drop of tear rolled down my eyes. And I said to my father, Ajib Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fima qal, wa bajan, give Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an answer on my behalf. My father said, Wallahi ma adri ma aqul li Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa Aisha, I do not know what I should say to Allah's messenger. I turned to my mother and said, O Umma, give a reply to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on my behalf. But my mother also said, I do not know what I should say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our mother says, Wa ana jariyatun hadithatu sin, la aqra'u kathiran min al-Quran. At the time I was only a young girl and I had not read much of the Quran. But I said to them, لَكَدْ عَلِمْتُ لَكَدْ سَمِئْتُمْ حَذَا الْحَدِيثِ حَتَّى اسْتَقَرَّ فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ وَصَدَّقْتُمْ بِهِ فَلَئِنْ كُلْتَ لَكُمْ إِنِّي بَرِيئَةٌ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَنِّي مِنْهُ بَرِيئَةٌ لَا تُصَدِّقُونِ بِذَلِكَ وَلَئِنْ اعْتَرَفْتُ لَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَنِّي مِنْهُ بَرِيئَةٌ لَا تُصَدِّقُنِّي والله ما أجد لكم مثلا إلا قول أبي يوسف فصبر جميل والله المستعان ولا ما تصفون. I said, by Allah, I perceive that you have heard about this and it has settled down in your mind and you have taken it to be true, you have believed in it. So if I say to you that I am innocent and Allah the Almighty knows that I, Aisha, is innocent, you will never believe me. And if I confess and agree to this, whereas Allah the Almighty knows that I am completely innocent and I have not committed this sin, you will all believe me. This is why I find no alternative except to say what Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam's father said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ وَلَا مَا تَصِفُونَ. That for me, patience is most fitting against that which you assert. And it is Allah alone whose help can be sought. She says, I then turned away and lay down on my bed. وَأَنَا هِنَا إِذِنْ أَعْلَمُ أَنِّي بَرِيئَةٌ وَأَنَّ اللَّهُ مُبَرِّعٌ بِبَرَاعَتِي. And at that time I knew I was innocent. And I knew Allah the Almighty, the most merciful, the most kind, will definitely reveal my innocence. But I never thought verses of the Quran would be revealed from the heavens in regards to my innocence and recited till the day of judgment. وَلَشَعْنِ فِي نَفْسِي كَانَ أَحْكَرْ مِنْ أَن يَتَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ فِيَّ بِأَمْرٍ يُتْلَى. As I considered myself too unworthy for this, I thought Nabi Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see a vision which would clear the matter. She says, by Allah, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا رَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَلَا خَرَجَ أَحَدٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ حَتَّى أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ فَأَخَذَهُ مَا كَانَ يَأْخَذُهُ مِنَ الْبُرَحَاءِ حَتَّى إِنَّهُ لَيَتَحَدَّرُ مِنْهُ مِثْلُ الْجَمَانِ مِنَ الْإِرْقِ وَهُوَ فِي يَوْمٍ شَاتٍ مِنْ سِكْلِ الْقَوْلِ أَلَّذِي يُنْزَلْ عَلَيْهِ. She says, by Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not moved an inch from where he had been sitting, and nobody from amongst the family members left the house that Allah, the most glorious and kind, sent revelation upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there and then. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt a burden which he used to feel at the time of receiving revelation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to perspire because of the burden of the revelation. Drops of sweat were running down like pearls. There was a cold day. She says, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was receiving the revelation, not for one second did I feel nervous. Not for one second did I feel scared. As I knew I was innocent. And I knew Allah the Almighty, the Just, the Kind, will not oppress me. However, as for my parents were so scared that it looked like they were going to die, their souls were going to leave their bodies, fearing that the revelation come in accordance with what the people were saying. Thus my father Abu Bakr, very worried, would look at me, and he would look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he looked at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I noticed signs of fear on his face. But when he looked at me and saw that I was calm and collective, the burden lightened. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the revelation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled, and the first words that came out of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed lips were, "O Aisha, glad tidings for you, as Allah has declared your innocence." My mother, who was standing next to me, said, "O Aisha, kumi ilay." O Aisha, get up and go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I said, "By Allah, la aqumu ilay wa la ahmadu illa Allah azza wa jal." That I will not go and I will not thank anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 10 verses were revealed regarding our mother's innocence. More than 10 verses were revealed, which can be found in Surah An-Nur. The Quran says, "Inna alladhina ja'u bil ifki usbatun minkum, la tahsabuhu sharran lakum bal huwa khayrun lakum." Those who brought forth the slander against our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are a group from amongst you. O believers, do not consider it a bad thing for you. Nay, it is a good for you. This propaganda, though, was externally detestable, sorrowful and unpleasant, internally there was hidden in it a great virtue for you. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَكْتَسَبَ مِّنَ الْإِثْمِ. Upon every man of them is as much as he earned of the sin. وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ مِّنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And as for him who has borne the great load of it, Abdullah ibn Ubay, is a mighty chastisement. لَوْلَا إِسْمِعْتَمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ غَيْرًا وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكٌ مُبِينٌ. Why then did the believing men and women, when they heard the slander, not think good of their own people and say, "This charge is an obvious lie"? لَوْلَا جَاءُوا عَلَيْهِ بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ. Why did they then not produce 4 witnesses? فَإِذْ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُهَدَاءِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. Since they did not produce the witnesses, they are the liars in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ لَمَسَّكُمْ فِي مَا أَفَضْتُمْ فِيهِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And had it not been for the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy unto you in this world and in the hereafter, a great torment would have touched you for this propaganda you made. إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَتَكُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ حَيِّنُ وَوَا إِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. When you were propagating it with your tongues and uttering with your mouth that whereof you had no knowledge, you thought it was a little thing, while it was a great thing in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا سُبْحَانَكَ هَذَا بُهْتَانٌ عَظِيمٌ. And why did you not, when you heard it, say, it is not right for us to speak of this. Glory be to you, O Allah. This is a great lie. يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُوا لِمِثْلِهِ أَبَدًا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ وَيُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah forbids you from it. And Allah warns you not to repeat the like of it forever if you are believers. And Allah makes the verses, makes the ayat plain for you. And Allah is the all-knowing, the all-wise. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيءَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Verily those who like that the crime of illegal sexual intercourse should be propagated amongst the believers, they will have a painful torment in this world and in the next world. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ, and Allah knows. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and you know not. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And had it not been for the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy on you, Allah would have hastened the punishment upon you. Allah is the most merciful and the most kind. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْسَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Verily those who accuse chaste women, who never even think of anything touching their chastity, and are good believers, these people are cursed in this life and the hereafter, and for them will be a great torment. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. On that day, when their tongues, their hands, their legs, their feet will bear witness against them as to what they used to do. يَوْمَ إِذِي يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقِّ وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهُ الْحَقُّ الْمَبِينَ. On that day, Allah will pay them the recompense of their deeds in full, and they will know that Allah, He is the manifest truth. الْخَبِيثَاتُ لِلْخَبِيثِينَ وَالْخَبِيثُونَ لِلْخَبِيثَاتِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ لِلطَّيِّبِينَ والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. Bad women are for bad men. Bad men are for bad women. Good women are for good men. And good men are for good women. Such good people are innocent of each and every bad statement which they say. For them is forgiveness and generous provision. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished reciting these verses, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and kissed our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha on her forehead. Our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said to her father, "Oh father, why not before this? Why did you not think that I was innocent before this?" Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, and what a beautiful reply it was, وَعَيْشَا أَيُّ سَمَاءٍ تُظِلُّنِي وَأَيُّ أَرْضٍ تُقِلُّنِي إِذَا قُلْتُ مَا لَمْ أَعْلَمْ. وَعَيْشَا, which heaven would have given me shade and which earth would have carried me if I say that which I have no knowledge of. It is said that during this whole incident, when the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, were slandering his daughter Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, it is said not once did Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu say anything in favor of his daughter. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had put a stone on his heart and remained patient throughout, also waiting for the revelation. Only once Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu uttered the words, وَاللَّهِ مَا كِيلَ لَنَا هَذَا فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ فَكَيْفَ بَعْدَمَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. By Allah, never was something like this said about us in the days of ignorance. Never were we accused of such a thing in the days of Jahiliyyah, and now that Allah has given us respect and honor through Islam, how can this be possible? After the verses were revealed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited them unto the people. And those that slandered our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, were punished. The hypocrites were the backbone of the propaganda. They were behind the propaganda. But unfortunately, three simple Muslims also fell into their trap. And they being Mr. bin Asasa radiallahu ta'ala an, Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala an, and Hamna bint Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anha. And they received 80 stripes for slandering. So pious our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was, that Hassan bin Thabit was one of those who fell in the munafiqeen's trap. When Ummi Hakim bint Khalid and Ummi Hakim abused Hassan bin Thabit, our mother expressed her surprise over their attitude and made dua for Hassan bin Thabit, give me Allah, enter him into paradise. And recited the verse that Hassan bin Thabit had spoken about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حجوت محمدا فأجبت عنه وإن الله في ذلك الجزاء فإن أبي ووالدتي وإرضي لإرض محمد منكم وقاء. The two Ummi Hakim and Ummi Hakim bin Sattah said Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that we abused Hassan bin Thabit because he had abused you. Our mother said Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha dismissed it, saying that it was nothing like this. There are hundreds of lessons which can be learned from this hadith and this event. But I have already taken enough time. This is why I conclude here. And as for those who would like to know all the different things that can be derived and learned from this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, refer to Fathul Bari, Kitab al-Tafsir, wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.